Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine Review, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polevsky. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Jonathan.
So we have two wines from the Côte de Gascogne to review this fine morning. I have to say, if you never get to the Côte de Gascogne in your wine store, you're missing something special, and for the whites, something that can be very inexpensive and I think has good, as they say, price-quality ratio.
I absolutely agree with you. These are go-to wines. When I was selling wine, if someone needed something inexpensive for a party or any kind of special occasion, under $10, generally really refreshing.
So we have two to review, and they use the same grapes. So we're talking about three kinds of grapes from this particular area.
Yeah, predominantly Uni Blanc and Colombard, often with a little Gros Mansin.
Excellent. So our two wines, the first one is Domaine de Cassagnole, which is spelled C-A-S-S-A-G-N-O-L-E-S, from the Côte de Gascogne. This is a 2014 vintage. It is estate bottled. I have to say this was a wine with some nice body, some nice lemon, some nice lime, and at a relatively inexpensive price tag, this is a winner for me.
Yeah, this is $13 regularly. Sometimes you can get it for a little less. I got some lime peel in this. Really penetrating, really nice balance, good acidity. This wine is from the importer Pigot Weygandt, whose wines are just across the line. Good quality choices.
I would feel comfortable buying any of the Pigot Weygandt selections.
I've gone blind and just pulled something out and they're great choices.
I agree. And neither of us are related to Pigot Weygandt. In fact, I have no idea who Pigot Weygandt is, but it almost always works out very, very well. Our second wine is Domaine de Pouilly, P-O-U-Y, also from the Côte de Gascogne, also with the same cépage of Uni Blanc, a bit of Colombard, and a bit of Gros Mansin. This was not quite as exciting as the previous wine. However, what did I pay? $6.99 on sale? Something ridiculous like that?
Yes,
if you buy
did.
A case of it, I think you'd pay $7 a bottle. I have nothing to complain about Domaine de Pouilly. I think this is a very nice go-to white. This would be a phenomenal party wine.
This wine doesn't have quite as much verve as the Cassagnole, but I got lemon rind, I got pear. It has a little more roundness, maybe not quite the same bite of acidity. This also comes from a really reputable importer, Robert Katcher. Again, you see that name and you're going to find something that you'll like.
We'll put these up on the website. I have to say I'm impressed with both of these wines and have generally been impressed by wines from the Côte de Gascogne. So just look in your wine store for somewhere from France that you've never bought wine before. This is a nice place to look. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polevsky.
I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.